VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, it's Election Day 2022, and I remember the proverb from Proverbs 29, verse 2, which says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." Scripture tells us that it is righteousness that exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. The nation is blessed whose God is the Lord. An interesting day that's unfolding before us here today on across these United States of America. And we're going to be talking about Election Day 2022. We'll also be giving you an opportunity to call in on today's program as well. Just to bring to you some of the issues that have been happening across the country today from townhall.com, poll workers at a key voting location in Arizona's Maricopa County announced this morning that voting machines at a polling station in Anthem were not working. A significant number of ballots being misread, but election officials claim that individuals are still able to cast their ballots properly. I heard the, we're just going to put them in a box, in a secure box. They indicated we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread. And it could be a printer issue. It could be the tabulator itself, said the election worker. From Red State Watcher, a Georgia judge Monday agreed to have the ballot return deadline extended for about 1,000 Cobb County absentee voters who did not have their requested mail ballots sent out by election officials. The consent order from Cobb County Superior Court Judge Kelly Hill means that the Cobb County Board of Elections and Registration, some may need to resign, will send replacement ballots to the over 1,000 affected voters overnight on Monday. It also means that the absentee ballots have a return deadline of November 14th. Although the ballots must be postmarked and out in the mail by Election Day, November 8th, to be counted. Cobb County election officials announced on November 5th that they failed to mail 1,046 requested absentee ballots. Elections and Registrations Director Janine Eveler said that human error caused the mishap. Let's go to the Post-Millennial. They're reporting as voters across Mercer County, New Jersey, head to the polls to cast their ballots today. Officials have announced their voting machines had gone down due to a, quote, county-wide system outage. Authorities informed residents that they could still vote via standard ballot. Voters can still report to their respective polling locations and vote on a standard ballot and insert their ballot into the emergency slot into the machine. What happens after that? That's the question that many are pondering. In Mercer County, New Jersey, voting machines, and now this is coming from Western Journal, having technical difficulties preventing them from properly counting votes. According to the New Jersey Globe, voting machines spread across the county are facing a, quote, programming glitch as voters look to cast their ballots for New Jersey's midterm races. New Jersey, a key state in the midterms. According to a New York Times analysis, many of the state's congressional elections have narrowed in the lead up to Tuesday. Specifically, the errors are in relation to the machine's optical scanners. These devices scan each and every ballot, ensuring that they are counted. Despite the fact that voting remains uninterrupted, the story says programmers from Dominion Voting Systems arrived on the scene to fix the problem, a source confirmed to the Globe. Mercer County Clerk Paula Salami Corvello claims that the votes are still being counted, albeit manually. The Daily Signal reporting that after President Joe Biden attacked state election reforms and asserted democracy is on the ballot, his administration's Justice Department announced Monday that it would be sending election observers to 24 states. These include Georgia, Texas, Arizona, Florida, and other states that implemented election integrity measures Biden and other Democrats have characterized as Jim Crow 2.0. The Justice Department officials will also be in several battleground states with closely contested races such as Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The Justice Department announced today its plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 64 jurisdictions in 24 states for the November 8, 2022 election. The DOJ is also monitoring Alaska, California, Massachusetts, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, New Jersey, New Mexico, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin, reports the Daily Signal. WND.com, the state of Florida pushing back against the federal government's monitoring inside polling places on Election Day, saying it violates state law. Monday, the Florida Department of State sent a letter to Joe Biden's Justice Department notifying officials that federal election monitors are prohibited from going inside polling locations. Department of Justice monitors are not permitted under federal law, wrote Brad McVeigh, general counsel for the Florida Department of State, in his letter of objection. The Epoch Times reporting that cybersecurity units from the National Guard activated in 14 U.S. states to help counter any threats to election officials' networks ahead of, during, and after the upcoming November 8th midterm election, according to reports. The 14 include battleground states, Arizona, Iowa, Pennsylvania, as well as Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, North Carolina, New Mexico, New York, Washington, and West Virginia, reported Politico. According to the outlets, there are 38 dedicated cyber units within the Air and Army National Guard across the U.S. that are working to help state and local officials on cyber-related issues such as network assessments and risk mitigation. The cyber units collectively comprise over 2,200 personnel. Very interesting issues that are going on today. And we also saw that, President Joe Biden spoke at a rally in support of New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday. And here's just a, see if we can pull this up here, a clip from that event.
Governor Hochul is the first woman to serve as governor of New York. And on Tuesday night, with your help, she'll be the first woman elected governor of New York. And even before the Dobbs decision came down, your governor took action to protect patients and doctors to ensure that the right to choose for a woman in New York would be protected. And her opponent, meanwhile, believes that there should be no exceptions, even for rape or incest, none. His position is extreme. For example, he's been down in Washington voting over and over again to defund Planned Parenthood. And look, here's the bottom line. If Republicans gain control of Congress and pass a nationwide ban on abortion, I will veto it. And if we elect, if you give me two more Democrats in the Senate, and we keep control of the House, we're going to codify Roe v. Wade in January and make it the law of the land.
That was President Biden speaking Sunday. Give me two more Democrats in the Senate, we're going to codify Roe v. Wade and make it the law of the land. As to today, well, Daily Caller is reporting that President Biden called it a day at 11:24 a.m. this morning, with the White House saying there will be no more news coming out of the Oval Office. The president has no public events on the schedule for the midterms, despite saying that the elections will determine the future of democracy. The post-millennial reporting, on November 1st, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ruled that mail-in ballots sent in without the required date on the outer envelope must not be counted. Well, guess what happened yesterday? Yesterday, Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman's campaign sued Pennsylvania's election officials, demanding that a federal judge order all mail-in ballots be counted regardless of whether they have been correctly filled out, the date or the envelope or not, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Suing to have illegal, undated, misdated ballots counted in the state of Pennsylvania. And friends, buckle your seatbelts, because ABC News is already preparing the nation for what's to unfold. Here's what they report early yesterday. As early Election Day results come in on Tuesday, it will likely appear that a Republican candidates vying for any number of the federal or statewide races appear to be leading their Democratic opponents, even by large margins, okay? So it's going to appear that Republicans will lead by large margins. Their leads, and I'm quoting directly from ABCNews.com, their leads will dwindle or crumble completely after perceived dumps of votes are recorded by state election officials who count mail-in and absentee ballots in the days or even weeks following Election Day. This phenomenon was popularized as the red mirage or the blue shift after the 2020 presidential election when former President Donald Trump took a deceptive lead. This is their words, not mine. Took a deceptive lead in several competitive states on Election Day due to delays in counting of Democrats' mail-in ballots, their preferred method of voting due to COVID-19 pandemic, only to eventually dissipate when the entire reserve of votes was totaled. And it's likely to occur in some of the same states where the phenomena presented itself last cycle. States like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, battleground states that also happen to feature some of the most hotly contested races of the election season. So ABC News, prepping the nation. It's going to appear that there's a red wave take place, but hold on. It says when all is after these perceived dumps will take place, then red mirage is going to be dissipated there. Oh, my, interesting indeed. And, of course, there are the critical issues that are going on. Five states voting on whether unborn babies live or die. Voters in California, Montana, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, all considering abortion-related state ballot measures. We've talked about those previous. There's other voting-related issues. Arizona Proposition 309, voter ID requirement. Nebraska Initiative 432, amending the Constitution of Nebraska to require voters show an ID. Ohio Issue 2, amending the state's constitution to specify that only citizens can vote in state and local elections, and no local governments can authorize aliens to vote in local elections. There's Massachusetts Question 4 that would repeal a state law prohibiting the Department of Motor Vehicles from asking individuals applying for driver's licenses about their immigration status. Nevada Question 3 that would implement open primaries and ranked choice voting for legislative, congressional, and statewide elections. There's Connecticut Question 1 that would amend the state constitution to allow for early voting. Michigan Proposal 2 that says voters should verify their identity with photo ID, but the language is there to con voters into not paying attention to the rest of the proposal, which actually guts the ID provision by saying anyone can vote if they simply sign a form claiming that they are who they say they are. Also would create permanent absentee ballot list as well, reports the Daily Signal. Daily Signal also saying there are eight races to watch on the midterm election day. The Michigan governor race. This is Gretchen Whitmer versus Tudor Dixon. They're watching also the Pennsylvania Senate race, Fetterman versus Oz. The New York governor race, Hochul versus Zeldin. They're also watching the governor race in Georgia, Kemp versus Abrams. The Georgia Senate race, Warnock versus Herschel Walker. The Florida governor's race, how big a win is what they're asking and watching that. The Senate race in Ohio, J.D. Vance versus Tim Ryan. And Arizona governor race, Carrie Lake versus Katie Hobbs, keeping their eyes on those issues. Friends, we're going to a break here on Crosstalk, but when we come back, we are opening phone lines to ask you what is compelling to you as you go to the polls today. What is driving you to the polls? What issue above all others is the most critical to you in this election? Maybe you want to share something that you experienced at the polls today. Keep your responses at a minute or less so we can hear from a number of people today. You may call in right now to Crosstalk at 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk, coming your way on this Election Day 2022.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, has it finally happened? Can computers outthink humans?
No, they can't, Chris. Now, they can outperform humans on some difficult tasks, but they're not really thinking. For instance, calculators can do mathematical manipulations much more quickly and accurately than humans. But keep in mind, they were designed by humans and programmed to do these various tasks. They're not thinking, they're just doing the things they were designed to do. No, Chris, machines can't actually think, nor do they exercise real judgment. This is reserved for mankind, created in the image of God, just like it says back in Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
You're listening to Crosstalk here on VCY America. It's Election Day. Polls are open all across this nation. And friends, we have encouraged you throughout to be informed and to vote biblically, to vote prayerfully, to cast your vote before these elections close off your day's end. I would like to mention an issue that's going on also in the state of Wisconsin. This is from EmpowerWisconsin.org. A group billing itself Wisconsin Rhino Hunters has been dropping ads and mailers urging conservatives to cast their ballots for Joan Baglinger, the only real conservative choice, it says, for governor. Well, the ads attack Republican businessman Tim Michaels, who's running neck and neck with Governor Tony Evers, the Democrat. Baglinger dropped out of the race in September, then quickly threw her support behind Michaels. She said the ad campaigns reeks of liberal activism in a very tight race, saying, quote, it's obviously people who want Evers elected, Baglinger told Empower Wisconsin. Whether it's just individuals with money or formal PACs, I have no idea, but this should be clear to anybody. She dropped out of the race and cast her support behind Tim Michaels. However, it appears that there is a trick being done to get individuals to vote for her, even though she is not running any longer for this election. So today, as we go to the phone lines, I'm just asking you the question, what is compelling you to go to the polls and vote today? What issue above all others is most critical to you in the election? Maybe you want to share a brief experience at the polls. Again, I just, for sake of courtesy to everybody who wants to participate, keep your responses at a minute or less so that we can hear from around the country today. We're going to begin with Dave in Verroco, Wisconsin. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. This is Dave. Just got done voting here in Little Verroco, Wisconsin. We got about 5,000 people, but about 70 to 75 feet from our city hall doorway, where our polling place is a table set up that is asking people to sign a petition promoting the right to abortion. And I found out by talking to various city officials that they okayed it, but this to me is absolutely electioneering. Even though we don't have an abortion item on the poll, it's something that we all know has been campaigned on. Anyway, it's just totally evil. I filed an official complaint with our city police department and the city attorney, not the city attorney, but the district attorney is supposedly going to look into it, but it will have done its thing. They're also set up in Westby and the town of Verroco, I understand. I didn't see that with my own eyes, but it's happening in our little town. They're influencing the vote with illegal electioneering.
Dave, thank you for your call. And you can also just reach out to the Wisconsin Elections Board as well. I don't have their number handy. If you just do a web search on Wisconsin Elections Board, find the number of them as well. Good. Thanks for calling. Barry in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim. These people are of a total reprobate mind. And, you know, and they are determined to bring this country down, to bring Satan's will to hand. But, you know, we have to be just as militant as they are. We've been quiet too long. We have to hold them to task at everything, make sure the voting is right. We have to do all that. Plus, the most important thing is we have to get on our knees and pray and seek God, and God will turn things around.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call, Barry. Jeff in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jeff Zink, and I am a congressional candidate here in Maricopa County. Just wanted to give an update that we have tabulation machines that have gone down. We're having delays. They're telling people that the Republicans are coming out in droves, and that's what's causing all the problems. Katie Hobbs, who is over the Secretary of State, who's over all this, did not step down and recuse herself, and now she is should be held accountable to what is taking place with all of the things and problems that we're having here in Maricopa County.
How is it that large Republican turnout would cause the systems to go down?
That's what they're claiming. I think that it's going because we have cheating that's already going on. We have people that are stating that they're trying to adjudicate people who did not vote down ballot. That's a reason why they can adjudicate this so that they can redo the ballot. and stuff. And this is illegal. Just because somebody didn't vote for a school board or a judge or something there that they didn't complete the ballot, that you cannot adjudicate it on those bases. But that's what we're being told is happening at the polls.
My. That certainly in my non-legal mind is not a legal action.
That's exactly right.
It's illegal.
You know, it's supposed to be the intent of the voter. If for some reason they got outside the oval or did something else, but we have a lot of issues that are going on, and the fact that Katie Hobbs did not recuse herself and she's over this, she should be held responsible for the incompetence that's taking place.
And Jeff, what office are you running for, did you say?
I'm running for Congress in Congressional District 3 against Ruben Gallego.
Well, thank you for calling, and certainly troubling to see what's happening there in the greater Phoenix area. I mean, from first thing this morning, the problem started to erupt, and we should be beyond those technical glitches at this point.
Exactly. And because they've also come out and said, you know, we have a person who's running for office, but they incompetent and they were not prepared for this election, and that's been the whole issue all along.
Thank you for the call here, Jeff.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. We've got Ann in Shorewood, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. The one reason that really compels me to vote today, although I voted in other elections, but it's for life. And that's really my what I hope to see, the preservation of life. So God bless you all for what you do there at VCY, and thank you again for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Steve is next in Burnhamwood. You're on the air, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Our men's group's been meeting over 19 years, and we all got out there and prayed, and our end in prayer was, this is in God's hands. May his will be done, and win or lose, we're willing to accept them results. But I believe God's got his hand in this, and we're trusting in him.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lloyd in Maysville, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to speak. And
go ahead, listen to your phone, not the radio.
Yes, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. My driving reason for my vote today in Kentucky was to vote for the conservative issues, the right to life. God bless everyone that will vote for that, and to stand against the immoral, ungodly things that's running our country right now. I appreciate so much the good information that you all are bringing out and giving to us, helping us to make good decisions and a good stand. God bless you and your program. Thank you.
Thank you, Lloyd, for your call. Let's go to Mark in Stanford, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. I appreciate the second call. You know, we live in a society right now where everything is run by, you know, computers, technology, wires, you know, wireless stuff. Why is it that they cannot run trial runs on some of this stuff a week before, a day before, to see if all the glitches are out, see if everything's going to run smooth?
Mm-hmm.
I live in a little community where we vote at a fire station, and everything runs smooth as ice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it seems to me that it happens, like you said, every time something comes about, something's got to go wrong. And it just seems like they just try and they try and they try. So I appreciate you taking my call, and God bless you and yours, and I hope we have a red wave, and just God bless. Now, thank you for taking my call, brother.
You take care, Mark. Thank you for calling
us.
Bye. Bye-bye. You know, it's amazing. How many businesses would be in business if their systems were like what happens during the election itself? It is amazing to see all of the breakdowns, the shifts, the emergency, put it in this emergency slot, we'll run it through later. Put it in this box, we'll see that it gets through later. And then, you know, to question because people are not voting down ballot on certain issues. There have been many times in which there's been one individual on the ballot for an office that you know, people don't back, that say, I'm not going to vote for that individual, and leave it blank. They have the right to do that. Jim is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have 2 points to make. First of all, I voted today in my small town, the other gentleman from Viroqua just mentioned about these people out on tables outside the polling places. This one was a man and a woman at a table, and they wanted people assigned to repeal Wisconsin's anti-abortion law. And also the other one is about Joan, this lady that was running for governor.
Yeah.
To understand, she was supposed to have dropped out.
She did. She did drop out.
And she's still on the still on the ballot.
Right. They said there was not enough time after she dropped off the ballot, dropped out of the race in order to get her name off the ballot. That's a questionable issue right there, unless there's
some smells here.
but it's very interesting. And can you say what community you saw the table in?
It was in Westby.
Westby, Wisconsin. Okay.
Yeah, just north of Viroqua.
Great. Jim, thank you for the call here today. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Jason is next in Dodgeville. You're on the air.
I believe if there's any shenanigans happening at your local precinct, you should probably, the county sheriff would probably be assessed that call.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Let's go to Brad in West Dallas. You're on the air, Brad.
Hey, Brother Jim. I heard about these malfunctions in Maricopa County, Arizona, earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that crossed my mind, and one of the people on the TV said it also, was that it forces people who want to vote in person into voting Dropbox style. Just put your vote in this bin or this box, and we'll feed it in later. You have to trust somebody else to count your votes for you.
And, you know, Brad, I'm going to interrupt in just a moment, and that's the very process they say is going to take so long for, you know, it will be days before we know who won the election because of all these people that are using the Dropbox or absentee ballots. So that's an excuse for extending the results of the elections as well.
Yeah, and you know what? These machines are supposed to be checked when they're set up, you know, before the election day arrives. I mean, any other way, it's like flying an airplane without warming up the engine first to make sure everything's okay. So this is a scam from beginning to end again.
Thank you, Brad, for the call. Let's go to Rob in Gilbert, Arizona. You're on the air. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, in spite of all of the chaos that surrounds our elections these days, that we do need to get out and vote. And I would just encourage anybody that is tentative. I'm as downhearted as anybody about the state of our nation, and especially when it comes to elections. But these folks that will stop at nothing to stop us, the only reason they haven't succeeded more than they have so far is because they know that we are the majority, and they know what they're trying to overcome. So we need to make our voice heard through our votes, regardless of who's doing the counting and what the results are. Certainly they're up to the Lord. But these people are perhaps a little tentative only because there is still some fear of the people in government.
Rob, thank you for the call. I'm up against a break here, so we need to run, but thank you for dialing us up from Arizona. Friends, we'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, the number 800-733-9829.
Scripture says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Reminded from Genesis that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Christ also spoke of impending wars, ethnic conflicts, spiritual deception, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. It sounds like today's newspaper headlines, yet many people are oblivious to the times in which we are living. In the book, It Could Happen Tomorrow, Dr. Gary Fraser presents future events that will shake the world. He writes of the Great Disappearing, America in Prophecy, the birth of the New World Order, the Islamic invasion of Israel, the Great Deceiver, a global religion, the Temple rebuilt, the Mark, and the Glorious Appearing. The book presents both a message of hope to those who know Christ as Savior, as well as a message of warning to those who do not. It Could Happen Tomorrow is available for a donation of $15 or two copies for a donation of $25 by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, you're tuned to Crosstalk on VCY America, and as callers have stated, I just want to encourage you through even the times that we're going through to keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. I was just reminded here of the prophet Daniel, as recorded in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, as Daniel's going before King Nebuchadnezzar, and this is in regard the interpretation of the dream and so forth. But in verse 21, it says, "And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." Keep in mind, it is God who sets up and takes down those in leadership. And what a time to call out for God's mercy upon this nation. Let's go to Patty next, calling in from Kentucky. Hi, Patty, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling from Kentucky. I did utilize my freedom to go and vote today, which I hope everybody gets the opportunity to do. So many have died for that freedom. I, too, like my counterpart, Mark, that was from Stanford, Kentucky, said, I don't know why there would be any glitches or anything to go wrong, but, you know, I had a very eerie feeling going in to vote, just in the back of my mind thinking, what if it doesn't count? You know, with everything that went on in the previous elections and so forth, it makes me think, it puts a fear in you kind of that, you know, well, what if, you know, I did this in vain? I really don't feel like I did.
No.
I feel like people do need to go and vote.
Yeah.
Voice your freedom to whichever, you know.
Yeah.
I personally hope that this is done fair. You know, you talk about there have been some news agencies that are telling you to be alert, you know, to look for the mail-ins to come in and it to change. I really hope that this goes very honestly. I don't think as an American living in America that such things should go down. We've gotten to the point that we can't even freely vote.
Yeah, I tell you what, thank you for sharing your thoughts. I do have to run to give everybody some time here today as much as we can, but don't ever feel that it was not in vain to cast your vote. It is critical. Doing the right thing is always the right thing to do, and we certainly commend you for doing that. Thank you for the call. We're going next to Matt in Northfield, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Matt.
Hi, Jim. I thank you for your program today. I quickly wanted to tell you, here in Northfield, Wisconsin, it's a little unincorporated village. It's less than 400 voters. When I went to vote this morning, my mother had passed away 11 months ago in January, and I noticed her name was still on the voter rolls. When I talked to the clerk about it, she said it was up to the county to take her name off. And then a poll worker told me that I had to send in a death certificate and physically do that myself at the county clerk's office. So that was just one of the things I noticed, as well as requiring us to use a black marker when we voted, and I didn't really understand that either. So, but I wanted to let you know about it.
Thank you, and thank you for being vigilant in that process. Chris is next, Mesa, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, I went in to turn in my ballot yesterday in the green envelope, and there was a woman standing out there stopping people saying, don't put your envelope in there, ask for a white envelope, because she said that since Arizona is not vetted, then the votes will be counted last and probably not even count. And I'm confused about that.
I would be confused as well. I don't have an answer. I don't know Arizona law, but if you have an election office there in Phoenix, I'd certainly reach out to them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Zach in River Falls, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. So what drove me to the polls is I realize everything's at stake in this election. But what I really focus on is godly principles. And I believe if we can get those things right in our society, the rest will take care of itself. That's just how I look at it.
Thank you, Zach. Jerry in Whitewater, you're on the air.
Yeah, it looks to me like what you reported earlier from
one of the network news, ABC, NBC, CBS, whichever one you reported, that these ballots are going to continue after two or three weeks being counted. I don't know how that can be any more clear that they're going to wait and see how many they got to come up with, and then they'll manufacture them. So, in other words, to me, the fix is in. So that is all the more reason. Everybody, we need to tell everyone that is thinking about not voting to get out there and vote. It's extremely important. And if this goes the wrong way, at least we can look forward to the rapture happening soon. Thank you.
Thank you for your thoughts. And again, this was it was ABC News that reported about, everything may look like it's going red to begin with, but keep in mind, they said the leads will dwindle or crumble completely after perceived dumps of votes are recorded by state election officials who count mail-in and absentee ballots in the days or even weeks following Election Day. Let's go to Saxon, Wisconsin. And Kevin, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I'm going to try to make this super fast and quick, but if you've got questions about it, please ask me because this is so important. We continue to use a voting squad. The only way, and after the 2020 election, I sent a couple emails out about this. We need to go back to the in-person voting. When you come in the door, you sign the sheet. Once the boxes are filled, your ballots are put into a box. Now, this is ran by the military and also by the military and the National Guard. You have people posted at those offices. When you come in, you sign your name in. Once the box is filled, that sheet gets put in the box with the ballots. At the end of the evening, the National Guard are the ones that will take those ballots to a specific location. They're all open and they're counted between the military and the National Guard. This has to be done nationwide. We're still continuing to use a system. I went out and voted today like everybody else out here. But if we're using a system that's flawed, it's never going to work right. And we can get on our knees, we can pray to the Lord because we know the Lord is in charge, but he also gives us common sense. We know this system is flawed. If the National Guard and the military are involved in this on just voting day, we get them all together, they count them, and the results. People have to wake up to this.
Okay.
Because if we continue to play this game, because that's what it is. We are hurting out here. Everyone is hurting over this. And yet you can pray like your last caller. Well, we know the rapture's coming. Well, that's fine and dandy, but what if it doesn't come? We need to figure it out. And I'm telling you, this is the way to do it, but nobody talks about it. Everybody says we need to do the paper ballots. Okay, who the ballots?
Okay. Kevin, we got your point. We've given you more time than anybody here, so we're going to move on. But thank you for sharing that with us today. We do want to hear from multiple people. Cynthia in Russell Springs, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Cynthia, and I was an election judge and election sheriff in my previous city. In that city, we had a representative from Republican and Democrat at every election site, and we were to police each other, which didn't mean that we were standing over each other, but mm-hmm. we were to find inconsistencies and find people that were electioneering and find people that were guiding people from the people in our area. Now, what I heard was that some countries like Argentina, at one time, they were ordering Dominion voting machines. I take the name Dominion, what does that mean? But that's another story. Those countries were known to have corrupt election cycles. And what I heard was 2 years before Obama, a lot of our cities were ordering that machine because it is known to be easily manipulated. So here we are. We're in a country that's supposed to have free elections. This machine is so easily hacked into that I don't understand how anybody could condone their area buying that particular machine. That's the only thing I have to say.
Thank you, Cynthia, for your feedback on that. Pat in Paducah, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes. The reason that I voted was for our Lord and the American dream. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Faith in Milwaukee, you're on the air. Hello, Faith.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to say that the important thing is to act on those things and talk to your legislators and have them. Those are all good ideas that the callers. And I just wanted to encourage people with what I've been praying, my family, my church family, from Psalm 55. If we pray, Lord, confuse our enemies, O Lord. Divide their tongues, destroying their schemes. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around her walls. Wickedness and mischief are in her midst. Destruction is within her. So, Lord, we cry out to you and we ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that today, especially, you will confuse the wicked and their wicked plans and bring truth and what is right and collect votes out and brought together.
Thank you so much, Faith. Tom in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Was that Tom?
Yes.
Yes, and I was calling about the testing of the machines.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing is with these things that they can program them that the logarithms change on a given day. So they may work perfectly 3 days ago, a week ago, or whatever. But come election day, all that changes. Like your previous caller said, that paper ballots, a very specific way of counting those ballots, it's the only way to avoid all this.
Thank you, Tom. David in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello. My name's Dave. I'm a veteran, and I voted, but I just sense it's 2020 all over. I believe it's rigged, and I don't know how to stop it, and I'm really disappointed, and I just feel like this country and people that are voting, don't be discouraged. We just have to keep going forward, but I'm afraid as the evening results come in and the days ahead, it's going to be just big win for people. And I think especially in Pennsylvania, that man running for Senate, why Oz ought to beat him by gobs of votes. And watch it. He'll be elected. And now I'm thinking in my heart, and I sense it, if he's elected, people, don't you see what's going on? It's all rigged. They do everything in the world to rig their way. So pray, yes. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today. Let's see if we can get another call in before the break. Washburn and Bernice, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm preparing to go vote, and I've previewed my ballot online here. We have three officers for the county on our ballot, and each one is Democrat. There's no Republican running against them. I'm going to vote a Republican ballot. I didn't want to vote for these Democrats, but if I don't vote for each one of those on my ballot, did I understand that my ballot doesn't count?
No, they're having some issues in Arizona on that issue, but no, you do not have to vote for a particular office on the Wisconsin ballot.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Back in a minute here on Crosstalk, our number 800-733-9829.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. For the last 2 days, I've had Trevor Loudon in my television studio. He's the author of two very important books, Part 1 and Part 2, Security Risk Senators. He goes into the U.S. senators that have ties directly back to well-known communist and socialist and Marxist organizations, many of them who, troubling, have ties to China. Many of them also have ties to Islamic groups like CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, which is really a front group for Hamas, which is a front group for Muslim Brotherhood. This is the red-green axis, the red being the Marxists, the green being represented by the Islamic flags of Islamic nations. And they're working together to bring down America. And many of these U.S. senators, 30 of them in your U.S. Senate, my friends, are tied back to this red-green axis. We have been invaded from within. You can find out more at trevorloudon.com. I highly recommend his book.
For those of you who hear this program by delay, this is right now at 2:46 p.m. Central Time, 3:46 p.m. Eastern. Polls are open across the nation at noon 46 Pacific Time, and polls are open across this nation. If you have not yet cast your ballot, friends, can I encourage you to do so, to have knowledge of the issues on the ballot, and to go and cast an informed vote, a prayerful vote, a biblical vote. In regard to the shenanigans happening or not happening, let me just say this. As Frank Gaffney said from the Center for Security Policy, make the vote too big to steal. John is calling in from Racine, Wisconsin. John, you're on the air.
Yes, I checked my can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, I checked my previous votes in Wisconsin, and all it says is that, yes, you voted. So I wasn't able to check who I voted for. I think
no.
The only way around this is that you get some kind of ID number, and then all these results are published in a paper or on the Internet, so you can check your number later, because I'm sure there's a lot of other states where once you put your ballot in, there's no way to check who exactly you voted for, just that you voted.
Right.
So if they had, like, a number, and then you could go check, or somebody could go back and check these things, and do some correlation, they could find out exactly what the numbers were, and I think that would, you know, be one way to counteract this across the entire nation, you know?
Thank you, John. Debbie is next, Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi. Who is this for?
Debbie, you're on the air.
Yes, I apologize. Mm-hmm. So I was at the voting place that opened at 6 a.m., and when I went through at 6:30, one of the two scanners weren't working.
Hmm.
And then my husband went in at 12 at the same place, and both scanners weren't working. And they had people putting the 50 people that were in line, putting them in a box.
Was it some type of secure box, or what do we know about the box?
I don't know offhand. It was just next to the voting machines.
Wow. Thank you, Debbie, for the call, and I think even reaching out to your local election officials there would be appropriate to make sure that the integrity of that box is there. Certainly ought to have security officials there right at that box, and to ensure that those are going to be fed into a machine that will properly tabulate the votes.
Right.
Thank you.
Got it.
Merlin, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Jim, agents from hell are running this country. And they're not about to relinquish power. We are being set up for a repeat of 2020. We need to pray like we've never prayed before, because only God can intervene and expose them and turn this thing around. Thank you.
Thank you, Merle. Jerry in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to know if my vote can be checked. I'm in Racine. I'm going to go vote. Or is it just going to say that I voted?
It will say that you voted. There's nothing online that would tell you who you voted for. You cast your ballot. You put it into the machine. Depending if they use paper ballots or electronic, I don't know what they do there in your community. But
paper ballots.
Okay. So you should be able to see who it is. You feed it yourself into the machine and tabulates your vote there.
And is there any way that you can catch somebody messing with the numbers if there's so many votes and cast, and then more votes are coming in? I mean, someone's got to be checking this.
Yeah, and that's why there are tons of election observers keeping their eyes on those sorts of things, and that's a very critical thing to be doing right now. Jerry, thank you for calling. I'm out of time here for additional calls. I would like to close off today's program with this Election Day prayer that was sent us from iVoterGuide.com. It says this: God, we have the joy of knowing you as both our majestic sovereign Lord and our caring Heavenly Father. Thank you for making yourself known to us. We can rest assured that nothing will thwart the coming of your Son and his reign in perfect justice, righteousness, and peace. Until then, we know that we can bring you every concern regarding this election of our earthly authorities, whom you instituted to be your servants for our good. Thank you for blessing us with the opportunity to choose them. On this day, we ask for truth to be made known, and that voters will be well informed, making all their decisions with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray that voters will let Judeo-Christian values guide them as they make decisions. Let them seek your will and honor you with their choice. Give them wisdom, O Lord. For those who hold biblical values but were not planning to vote, stir their hearts to be good stewards of your blessings by informing themselves and heading to the polls. Lord, let godly candidates be chosen to represent us. And in races where no candidate personally follows you, let the one who would best carry out your will and uphold your principles be chosen. Guide voters as they vote yes or no on the ballot measures in their states. Let the right to life for babies be upheld by the people of those states where this right is in question today. For many other issues, religious liberty, election integrity, drugs, taxes, and more, let voters choose what is good, right, and just. We also pray for the administration of the elections. Help our election workers to perform their jobs with excellence, integrity, and grace. Give them endurance, wisdom, and patience with every voter and all the duties of their job. Help the poll watchers to serve with diligence and respect, providing accountability. May wrongdoing be noticed and nothing be covered up. Lord, in our fallen world, everything including our sacred right to vote is susceptible to human error and man's sinful devices. We pray that mistakes would be discovered and corrected, and that manipulation, fraud, or coercion would be restrained and thwarted. Let righteousness flourish. Finally, Heavenly Father, many candidates from Congress to our local school board will begin or continue their journey of service to you in the public square based on the results of this election. We pray for them. Strengthen their resolve to remain faithful to you. Deliver them from the evil one. In the months ahead, let them commit their way to you, trusting you to make their righteousness shine like the dawn as they preserve and protect the freedom you have given us. From Psalm 37, 5 and 6. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Be exalted in our nation for your glory. Thank you for the part we get to play. In Jesus' name, amen. That coming from Debbie Westnow from iVoterGuide.com. A very critical day here for our nation, friends, and encourage you to, yes, be in prayer. Yes, to go and cast your vote, but go cast an informed vote. And may it be one that has been bathed in prayer. Not only that, a prayerful vote, but also a biblical vote. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.